You want me to get the shrink ray for your fat ass?
Maybe you ought to lose some weight.
Says the sphere of Greece. Thanks.
Dave, Matt, how you guys been? I haven't chatted to you since Plantasm. How's things in your world?
Yeah, it's great. They're going great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Excited
Excellent.
About these new episodes.
Yeah, 12 seasons. Congratulations. Do you feel like you
Is
have
it a- that many? I thought it was 14. I don't think we ever really know like how
we
many
don't know.
Seasons.
The number 12 throws us because I mean we started in 2000. We did take a little time off, but I feel like we've done at least 14 seasons.
Okay.
So I'm would sure. say it's season 14.
Some seasons were only 3 episodes, but one was 20.
One thing I've always wanted to ask you is like, how do you like the short, I call it short form, you know, like a 10, 12 minute episodes. How do you guys like that? And how did you decide that that's how you wanted to tell the story of Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Well, I mean, we were kind of stuck to that format because back in the day when we were making it, everything they made was in that quarter hour. So we just kind of accepted it. We know we made Space Ghosts in that quarter hour. And so we just kind of fell into it. It was what we were used to.
No one will let us tell longer stories. No matter how much we beg them. We tell them we have B stories. We could round this whole thing out. They won't let us.
We offer to wash their cars and pay them money, but they say no. They said it's too good. It's already great at 15. If it were longer, we would beat out Family Guy. And, and we're not allowed to do that.
Well,
it's
dense,
like a taffy.
Well, to quote the great William Shakespeare, brevity is the soul of wit, or translated to this generation, don't waste my time. And I think you guys get right to the point. Frylock, Shake, Meatwad, excellent characters. I've always been curious. So Meatwad makes the money, C. Meatwad gets the honeys, C. So he's not sitting on wealth. Like, is that prophetic? Will that happen? Will he eventually sit on a mound of cash and get the honeys? I'm waiting for it.
I got a lot of
You've never seen under the house, like what's really under there. And yeah, he's trying to play it cool, but he gets it all the time.
Okay. Like 24/7. I got a lot of girlfriends, but they live in the Niagara Falls area. I talk to him all the time, but she just can't visit, you know.
So when he goes to prom, he tells them that
because she can't find the key.
Canada.
Yeah, she can't find exactly. The key to the cell. That's the problem.
Okay.
Well, Jigsaw has her under.
Yeah. See, we Jigsaw is our hero, and so that's Meatwad's hero before Jigsaw was even around. Jigsaw is a spinoff of Aqua Teen. We had a meeting with the Saw people before there were Saw, and they stole our idea.
I'm buying that.
That's okay. It goes all the way back to Meatwad and the Niagara Falls, and I think we're putting a new movie out next year that kind of wraps all that together.
Well, did someone steal his he's breadless, you know, it's like you go to any fast food restaurant, you get the burger, the fries and the shake, but he's missing the buns. Did it get taken? Did it just, did it get too soggy and fall off?
I think the legend we had was that Meatwad was made from all the pieces that they couldn't legally include in a hamburger. And they just tried to sell it on the cheap. They didn't even want to waste money on the bun.
Okay.
And the tagline for selling it was like, the bun is in your mind. But you would just grab this big greasy wad of half cooked meat and put it in your mouth. At least that was how he was devised, I think, initially, but I don't think he probably focus tested very well. A lot of fat and gristle and eyeballs and a tooth.
Yeah, I those don't really go down well. The FDA would frown heavily. I had such a laugh at episode 2, the song at the end, and I just wonder how much do you, what's your level for I think we're going too far or not enough, or does Adult Swim and the studio just help you, or they like they let you off the hook, off the reins?
You mean help us by telling us what we cannot do?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen the struggles that Trey Parker and Matt Stone do with like the ratings board or whatever, and it's like that episode 6 days to air, it's really funny. So do you have similar things like that, or do you really just get carte blanche to do whatever?
We just do whatever we want, and then they tell us if we're allowed to do it. And then when they come back and say, you can't do that, then we figure out another way to do the same thing that hides.
There's a episode this year where Shake is in this virtual reality universe, and he's basically become this despot over these creatures. I don't know if you saw that episode, but he had one that he specifically always ordered to lick his butthole. Well, we couldn't say hole, so we had to change it to lick his butt.
That goes over much more family friendly.
That's
yeah.
the line. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. the line that Aqua Teen straddles.
Yeah, voids.
It must never
if there's
cross.
A void, like a hole, which is a void. So we have to stay away from voids.
Both literal and figurative. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah, I was wondering, was that wish fulfillment? Did you want to do that earlier in the seasons? Like, how did you, how is now, is that appropriate?
Have a little creature lick our buttholes?
Yeah, anything in the virtual reality is up for grabs or for tasting, whatever. Schnauzer.
Oh, I don't know. That idea or the sort of being vulgar, like that vulgarity or something. Like when we started, I mean, it's still a kids' network, and we've still got like these weird limitations that we don't understand what the line is, and we sort of write what's makes us laugh. But I also think that I don't know. I mean, some of the funniest episodes aren't really very reliant on any of that stuff. You know, I think back on the episodes that we both like the most, and they're not too over the top. You don't have to do that to be funny, you know? I mean, South Park's on an adult network, you know? Like, I know the lines have changed, but I mean, there used to be like laws about what we could and couldn't do, even though it was Adult Swim, it was still a kid's network, you know? Mm-hmm. That's a boring answer to
your question. We definitely hit the second arc slump, but no, that's fantastic. What have you know? You guys both have double L's in your middle name. Do you ever mess around like my name is Dave Weiss and I am Matt Maiero? You ever what irreverence happens in your minds? I mean, I'm just so I'd love to just know the process, but I'm sure there probably isn't. It's just like it's going on up here, it's coming out here.
Usually, I wear the wreath of wrath and I light the candles on it while Dave's at the keyboard. So it has nothing to do with letters. It's all about dances and pulling power from the language. And it's the smoke that confuses. And that's how it's so fucking funny is because of that. It's daily and it has nothing to do with double L's. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's weird though that it's never once crossed my mind until this very moment.
I like to bring originality to these podcasts, you know, to give people, you know, questions and hard-hitting facts they've never been faced with. So
yeah, because I mean, there's what goes on behind the scenes is like it's never been told or seen. So and they think maybe one thing, and it's not that at all. It's something totally else.
From my experience, they're always asking Matt, how's that pronounced? Like Matt Maiero. And then to me, they go like, what you talk about? How's Bruce doing? And I'm like, he's got a brain injury. That's what I say. How's Bruce doing? Like, he's in a slow decline, unfortunately. But we haven't.
And they feel bad. And they feel bad in the interviews, basically, over at that point.
Yeah.
Well, last time we talked, you guys had some fantastic merch from Plantasm. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. You had hats. You had chains and stuff.
Where?
I don't have the video.
Did
anymore.
You get that?
No.
There's the.
Did
chain.
They give those out?
Well, we didn't get anything. We had to have movie posters printed for us because they didn't have any.
I bought a crew jacket. I bought it. online and found out it was a bootleg.
It's from J. Crew.
It was a rain slicker. And it said Crew Plantasm. And then my wife was like, "You're never wearing that anywhere." So,
well,
I didn't know that we had chains and stuff.
No, not like, you know, Mr. T chains or my, you know, like Pitbull chains or anything like that. It was just
that
more,
would have been. I think it was that would have been that would have been a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Give everyone big Aqua Teen chains. I think that's a pretty cool Crew gift. I think we're getting reusable grocery bags, which says a lot less of a statement than it just, that's what, if we get to make more episodes, we should get just big ass chains.
Big ass chains. Yeah.
Everyone gets a big ass.
Like, you know, Jacob Marley, you get one link for every year or every season.
Yeah, just get studded throat collars. Do something that has nothing to do with the show.
So Matt, I don't mean to be presumptuous, but you had a guitar in your hand before we started. Were you strumming on something, or
you can't hear it though, because of these AirPods mute everything behind me where I would play it. And actually, this is the Thunder Horse guitar that Brendan Small gave me.
Oh, fantastic. I use it to
record a lot of stuff for our shows.
Do you play it behind your head?
Matt recorded. Matt did the music with Sean Coleman's assistance for that song you were talking about. What did we call that song? About getting a three-way in a construction site, Porta John.
come into my office. We got work to do. I thought that was hilarious. You are flawless when
either
you're
one
brawless.
Of you are flawless.
I want to use that.
You are flawless when you are brawless.
That was my favorite part. Oh man, so funny. So does inspiration hit as a bolt out of the blue? Do you wake up at 3 a.m. with like, I got something for Carl to say. I got something for, you know, Markula. What strikes you, or what is consistently striking the most creative chords for you?
I don't know. We just get on Zoom and just bullshit until something makes us laugh, and then we think, can we plow that into the show? I think that song in particular, I thought we were going to do a different song, and it was just sort of funny, the idea of Carl and Carl writing a song about something that probably never happened to him, by the way.
Of course.
And I think Matt just like threw that brawless line out while we were recording it. Just, you know, it's just sort of weird alchemy, collaborative, and sort of hard to explain. I don't know.
A lot of it's like spur of the moment while we're talking, honestly. But then when we get into the room to record, we still mess with it and just mm-hmm. throw out anything. We have interns throwing out ideas. In fact, they write all the shows. We're not allowed to say that.
Well,
so don't print that. Like,
but they're unpaid, so we don't need to publicize this either, because they're not aware of how many ideas we take from them.
Well, it's only theft if somebody knows it's being stolen. So, well, guys, a lot like life, this interview has no beginning and no end. I appreciate it. And all I want to say is thank you for the laughs. Best of luck with the 15th, 18th, whatever season. And I will catch you next time, I hope.
All right. Thank you. All right. We enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thank you.
It's all innocent fun.
No open drinks in the car.
But I'm a human-sized drink, so how do you square that?
Just take a shake.
Who's that needs a shake? Hey, I'm a Mr. Spaghetti.
The boys are back in an all-new 5-episode season of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, premiering Sunday, November 26th at 11:30.
Is this one of them hidden camera predator deals?
On Adult Swim, next day on Max.